The power of flowers. We associate flowers with happy moments, and they take us to a natural world full of colour, smells, forms, and textures that provoke a profound effect on our emotions. As a matter of instinct, we understand that flowers improve our state of mind, but their effects on older people are particularly deep, surprising, and almost magical. This isn't intuition. There is evidence, as can be seen in the study Flowers and Seniors. This study analyses the effects of giving flowers to a sample of more than 100 participants with different racial profiles between 55 and 93 years of age. They were chosen at random in four groups for an experiment that lasted 6 months. The participants did not know the real purpose of the study, and thought that the flowers had been given to them as a sign of gratitude for their participation in a scientific project in which they had to keep a diary on certain aspects and carry out interviews for their own personal development. In these interviews, the team analysed the general information about the participant, their health condition, their social support network, and levels of satisfaction with life, along with different indicators related to their memory, levels of depression, and social interaction. The participants assigned to the early group received flowers after carrying out the first interview. The late group were given flowers before the last interview started. The all flowers group received flowers before the second and third interviews, and the without flowers group received flowers once the study had finished. Using this methodology, the results permitted the study team to analyse the evolution of the participants' state of mind, social skills, and the effect of receiving or not receiving flowers as a present. The results were overwhelming. 40% of the seniors, whose social circle usually included close friends and family members, increased this circle and made more social contacts. The participants that received flowers reconnected with their communities. They socialised more with neighbours, in their religious centres, or with medical staff. 73% of the seniors did particularly well in the short-term memory tests in comparison with the group that didn't receive flowers. 81% of the participants reported that the levels of depression had reduced, showing a positive effect of the flowers on their state of mind. Furthermore, other similar studies also exist, carried out by Japanese researchers, in which they prove that the simple visualization of flowers induces physiological and psychological effects that lead to feelings of relaxation, comfort, or spontaneity. These results came from an experiment in which workers in an office were monitored whilst they looked at a bunch of roses for 4 minutes. The same results were also discovered in a different experiment carried out with Italian secondary school pupils using yellow pansies, whilst checking the same effects were not generated in a control group who were looking at artificial versions of the same flowers. So now you know, flower power really does exist, and it is capable of helping us in our search for happiness. Remember this the next time that you see a flower, walk through the countryside in springtime, or you go past a florist or a garden centre. Take a moment to soak up this beautiful power in order to improve your memory, to be happier, and to improve your relationships with others.